For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Sarah, welcome to Fan Fiction Friday.
Paul, I'm nervous about this one. I got to be honest.
I'm very nervous about this one.
Very nervous.
All right, folks, we're getting into the
nitty gritty,
dark corners of the internet. We have one, so let's just give a warning to our listeners.
This may be
that this says that the rating on this is explicit, mm-hmm. and the category is M/N, which I believe is man. And the characters are John Abruzzi and Theodore Teabag Bagwell. And the name of it is part one of Handcuffed and Surprisingly Gay.
So let's also be clear. The way these Fan Fiction Fridays work is because we like doing a cold read. Our producer
cold
Ben,
read meaning we have not read it before.
Right. We're encountering these at the same time as you are, unless of course you're an aficionado of fan fiction or perhaps the author. So we're reading these for the first time, which is why I was in floods a couple weeks ago. And our producer Ben warned us. He's like, I've got a batch for you guys that might be slightly racier, but this is the fan fiction genre, so give it a shot.
Let's just give it a shot. And if we don't like it,
we're going to do our best.
And we
might
do a lot of bleeping and a lot of like, ooh, I'm not reading that. the summary, I'm not going to give you the summary because it'll be very clear what it is from the get-go.
But it was published, 2019.
And it says from the author who's... name is not here.
The Real Froggy.
Okay. At The Real Froggy. Here's the notes. Yes, I decided to revive a fandom older than most middle schoolers. Ain't no shame in my game. Also, explicit gay sex scenes. Smiley face. Because we need more mature gay goodness and men rediscovering their sexuality in their middle years.
I mean, there you have it. Great. This is, by the way, several chapters. We are going to read only chapter one because I did see, I saw a couple of lines of chapter six and I was like, nope, can't say that. Okay. But chapter one.
Are we overly prudish for a podcast? Or
the
are we
first day.
Underly prudish for a podcast?
Well, it's partly about public facing, like, okay, anyway, let's just move on. Chapter one, the first day.
I wasn't being critical, I was asking.
No, it's a good question and I don't honestly know.
I don't know which way you're facing.
The public, because this is public.
No, okay.
Was it a bad sex joke?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Chapter one, the first day. Hit it, Sarah.
The escape had been going to hell, but not irredeemably so. They were out, minus a few members of the extended escape crew. They were running for their lives, and they were closing in on the airstrip where Abruzzi's plane was waiting for them. A short breather in that old mill and they were off. John Abruzzi had every intention of shooting Teabag and ditching the others as soon as the small airplane rolled into sight, and then everything would be right in the world. Until Teabag brought out his usual spanner in everyone's works. Okay, so spanner is what the British call a wrench. So I think our author is British. Anyway, snick. The sound of handcuffs closing had never sounded more final to any of the escaped convicts. Four hands immediately went reflexively to four left wrists, reassuring their owners that the sound was nothing more than a bad memory at this point. Mm. Abruzzi stared at his wrist, the silver of the cuffs glinting tauntingly up at him. The van bumped along and the metallic sounds of the chain linking his wrist to Teabag's sounded louder than they should have. With an inarticulate roar, he grabbed the other man by the throat.
This is a good writer.
Unlock it.
Unlock it.
Okay, you do the teabag voice. You're going to be good at this.
Oh, really? Yeah. Sorry, John boy. Ain't got the key.
You were good at this. Teabag. Go for it.
Teabag wheezed through a Brutzi's death grip on his neck. The Alabamian?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Was grinning, his teeth glinting dully in the flashes of light from the road outside. Would have spoiled the fun. Brucci let go of Teabag and reached under the seat for the gun he made sure would be there. He hefted the hardware and pressed it against Teabag's neck. Dog pick, I won't shoot you, Bagwell. I'd drag my pretty corpse all the way through these here woods, Teabag sneered. He turned his head so the barrel of the gun was pressed right against his Adam's apple. They'll catch you, Payton. We'll make it 10 feet before they catch you. Want to bet? Brucci hissed up at the other end, cocking his gun.
John!
Michael yelled, putting a hand on the other man's shoulder.
We'll take care of this later. Don't do anything rash.
And Brucci snarled.
Can't do voices.
Put the gun away. Yeah, it was good. Put the gun away. T-Bad's grin was smug and two hairs short of a shirt. Never heard that expression.
Oh, it might be a British thing.
Yeah. Oh, you think this is a British person?
Well, they said spanner.
Okay. Right. We established. Sorry. Lighting up like crazy all over the place. The bastard thought he'd won. He actually thought John Abruzzi would let this fly.
Roadblocks. Dirt roads and mud. The escape truly went to hell after that. Nothing worked in their favor. Nothing seemed to be going according to plan. When they scrambled into an old barn, shaking and out of breath, nobody as much as spoke for several minutes. Then Abruzzi straightened up and dragged Teabag over to pick up an axe he saw leaning against the far wall.
Okay, we are going to leave it there.
Oh, man, come on.
For now, no, our Patreon community can listen to the entire thing whenever they want to, as many times as they want to, until they have mastered their very own John Abruzzi voice. Come see us over in the Patreon community, which is available in the link in the show notes, wherever you are listening to this right now.
All right, we'll see you over there.
Thank you for listening.